WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortez. Well, it certainly is inevitable. When the season changes from winter to spring, there's always spring cleaning, or at least the plan to spring clean. Yeah, it's certainly an annual ritual. Unfortunately, many common cleaning products can be dangerous or even deadly to our pets. And it's according to the Animal Control Poison Center. Exposure to household cleaning products and paints make up 8.3% of all pet poisons calls to the center. Depending on the ingredients in these cleaners, there can be real hazards to your pets if they lick, inhale, or ingest them, or in some case, if they come in contact with their skin or their eyes. Labels on cleaning products may be difficult to read or interpret. The American Kennel Club offers a few tips about spring cleaning products that may be harmful to your pets and what to do if you suspect your pet has been exposed. Now, because there are many cleaning products on the market with different ingredients, all with varying degrees of safety, be sure to read the directions on the label prior to usage for dilution instructions when needed. After cleaning, dispose of unused or dirty solutions and clean and put away cleaning tools such as mops, rags, so that the pet can't get into those. With carpet cleaners or fresheners, thoroughly vacuum the powder from the carpet or the rug before allowing the pets back in the area. This should prevent contact irritation of the product to the pet's skin and reduce the risk of inhaling the powder. With carpet shampoos, allow the carpet to dry before allowing the pet back into the area. Fabric softening sheets contain a detergent that has the potential to cause significant signs of irritation, such as drooling, vomiting, oral or esophageal ulcers, and fever. These signs occur when a pet chews on a new or unused dryer sheet. Used dryer sheets have minimal amounts of detergent still present. However, if an animal ingests enough sheets, even used, an intestinal blockage can occur. Essential oils can cause significant problems in all pets, but especially in cats. This can include irritation to the skin or tongue when put into direct contact, or gastrointestinal effects, neurological signs, or even aspiration pneumonia when ingested. Because there are variations in the toxicity of certain oils and in their concentration, they are not recommended to be used in homes with pets without strict directions from veterinarians. Now, vinegar and water dilutions are often used as inexpensive alternatives to commercial cleaning agents, but vinegar, in its pure form, is typically acidic and can still act as an irritant. Ingesting concentrated or undiluted vinegar can cause vomiting, diarrhea, or oral irritation and pain. These different substances found in cleaning products are hazardous. Ammonia, bleach, chlorine, formaldehyde, phenol, isopropyl alcohol. The bottom line is that most cleaning agents can be safely used in the home if you read and follow the label recommendations and allow the ingredients to fully dry and evaporate before exposing your pets back into that environment. It's certainly important to be careful with your pets. The following are common clinical signs of possible toxicity. When licked or ingested, drooling or excessive salivation, sometimes with fetid smell, vomiting, not eating, lethargy, hunched body posture indicating abdominal pain, wobbliness, disorientation, seizures, convulsion, and coma. If you see that, certainly head to the vet. If your pet is exposed to any cleaning product, time is of the essence. Toxicity in pets varies, and getting to the vet is certainly important. Hey, if you missed any of this or if you'd like to hear it again, simply go to the Odyssey app. It'll be there for you as I am here for you each and every Saturday morning on WBEN for Hammer Time Radio. 36 years on WBEN.